be back.
Okay. Baruch Hashem.
Hope to be back.
Yeah. Different yeshivas. I don't know. I didn't get my schedule yet. Kuf Tezvav Omer Aleph. I think. Kuf Tezvav Omer Aleph. Five lines from the bottom. The whole parak is talking about Basa B'chalo. So the original Psukim in Chumash, you have three Psukim, it says the same thing. You're not permitted to cook Basa B'chalo. Never says that it's Asa B'chila. Kuf Tezvav Amud Aleph. It never says that the Basa B'chalo is Asa B'chila. Never says that it's Asa B'ano. Just says it's Asa B'bishul. So the Gemara asks, how do you know? So we started 2 weeks ago. We started Omer Abashi Minayin Abasachal Shasta Bachila. That was in the middle of Kuf Yudalan Amid Beis. Abashi had a whole drasha. How do you know that it's Asa Bachila and Asa Bahano? And the other Amaraim have a different source. So we left off last week Omer Ish Lakish. That's five lines from the bottom of Kuf Tezvav Menav. Abashi lived in Bavel. That was the end of the period of the Talmud Bavli. Rabino Abashi were the editors of the Talmud Bavli. And Reish Lakish was much earlier. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. They're totally different, unrelated, Amayra. So Reish Lakish says, Minayin lebas b'chal v'sha asur. How do you know that it's asur b'achilo? Tamalai mashteit ha-pasik by Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach has to be broiled. You're not permitted to eat it raw. You're not permitted to eat it if it's cooked. It has to be dafke broiled. Al-tachal menu no. No means raw or half raw. Or basha mavushal, not allowed to eat it cooked. That's how the pasuk ends off. So Reish Lakish is wondering, why does it say Bashal Mavushal? HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word and letter for letter. So why is it necessary to write this verb twice, Bashal Mavushal? Let it tell Techo Menon, no, Mavushal. The Gemara has a machlekes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shema, whether you say Dibra Torah Kedoshem Ben Yodam, Allah Dibra Torah Kedoshem Ben Yodam. People in conversation, people a lot of times repeat themselves. They say the same thing twice. You could have said it in one word, and they say it in two words. So that's a machleg zabyecha between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Do you darshan l'shaynes kfulim? It says hanik tanik nasin titim pasach tiftach hakim takim. So many times it has kefa loshin. So we assume, like Rabbi Akiva, that every word and every letter in the Chumash has a meaning. So that's what Reish Lakish is assuming here. Why does it say you should need the Korban Pesach Basham Mavushal and Tamalai Mavushal? Let it say, no, Mavushal or Basham. Why does it say twice Basham Mavushal? Ma Tamalai Mavushal. Why is it written twice? Lai Malach. Yesh Lach Bishal Acher Shehu Kazeh. Here it says you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach Mavushal. And then it says, and there's another thing Mavushal that you're not allowed to eat. What is that alluding to? That's a reference to Basa B'chalav, that's Mavushal, because it says, Lo Sebashal Gedi B'chalav Himay. Yesh Loch Bishol Acher Shu Kazeh, Ve'izeh, Zeh Basa B'chalav. Extra word Mavushal, Emeinu Inyan, Le Korban Pesach, Tanehu Inyan, Le Basa B'chalav. Amalei Rabbi Yechon was the Rebbe of Reish Lakish. Yechon was the Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the first generation of Amoraim. And Reish Lakish was the same age, but he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon. Amalei, Rabbi Yechon says, and Vasu Shlecht, the drasha that we have in the Tanoim, Ku'ura Zu Shoshana Rebbe. It's not, you don't, like Ku'ura means ugly, not good looking. Ku'ura Zu Shoshana Rebbe. The brisa that we have, that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is known as Rebbe. Rebbe has a different Yalfusa. Why did you reject Rebbe's drasha? What, you have to make up your own drasha? Rebbe learns a drasha. It says, Rashi says, it says in Parshas Re'eh, that you're not permitted to eat dam, called dam lo sechelu. Then it says, lo sechlena lo es tishbechenu kamoim, lo sechlena lo manitov loch. It says a few times, lo sechlena. So the Gemara increases, explains, why you have so many psukim repeating time after time again that it's prohibited to eat dam. I would have thought only dam shana shama yotzibo. How do you know the dam in the capillaries is aser? I would have thought the chveis only dam from a behema, not from a chaya, not from an oaf, only things that require about gabiyam mizbeach. The Gemara explains why you need so many psukim. Then you still sof kol sof, you still have an extra pasuk. There's still an extra pasuk lo sachlenu. So Rebbe says the extra pasuk lo sachlenu is not referring to dam. Even though it's in the parsha of dam, emenu inya le dam, because you already have, we're over our head. We have more than enough psukim about dam to cover all of the bases, all of the cases of dam. It must be an emenu in the dam. It goes on basim b'cholim. The same as Reish Lakish said, that the pasuk Bosha Mavushal, the extra word, is written by Karban Pesach, but it's really referring Emenu Inyan the Karban Pesach, Tenehu Inyan the Basa B'cholov. So Rabbi Ranos, he made such a drasha on the extra pasuk Lo Sachlena by Dam. It must be Basa B'cholov Makas Medaba. At time of Basa B'cholov Medaba, Eina Ela, Bechad Mikol Yisim Shabbat Torah. How do you know it goes on Basa B'cholov? Maybe it goes on something else. So Agdi Gemarim, Rebbe is speaking, Amrit Seya Lamad Miyud Gamlamidash Alternate Rashis Bem. That's in the Siddur. They quote Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel Amit Bishleshes Amidas Alternate Rashis Bem. There are more than Yud Gimel Midas. When we learn Gemara, there are many more than Yud Gimel, but those are the famous Yud Gimel Midas and the Brysa of Rabbi Shmuel. That's the opening Brysa and Torah's Kohanim. Some of those Midas and the Brysa never appear in the Talmud Bavli at all. They only appear in the Sifra. So Rebbe says, in the Brisa, Rebbe says, what are the Midrash alternative Reshes by Miz? Do halom emein yonoi. So it makes more sense to say that this extra pasuk lo sachlen on Parshas Re'ei in the Parsha of Dam is a reference to eating bosa b'chola. Why? Be'me'akos medaber b'shnei minim avkan b'shnei minim. The Parsha lo sachlenu is talking about two different minim together. So the extra pasuk lo sachlenu is referring to basa b'chol of two minim blended in together. What two minim is the parsha talking about? It's talking about dam. So Rashi explains, Rashi and Tosfos both start off the same, but then they have totally different understandings. What's the shnei minim? So Rashi explains, the parsha there happens to be talking about psuli hamikdashim. Psuli hamikdashim is a technical term. That means like this: if you have someone was magdish a korban, so it's supposed to be makriv it on the mizbech. If it has a mum, you can't be makriv it on the mizbech. If it has a mum kavua means it's not going to heal by itself. You can do surgery to heal it, but it's not going to heal by itself. That's called a mum kavua. So if it only has a mum oiver, a mum that's going to heal by itself, you're not allowed to be makriv on the mizbech, but you cannot be poided. You cannot be poided and say it's yotze lechula and you can shech the chutz lazar. But if it has a mum kavua, then the parsha says, it doesn't say explicitly in the parsha, the Torah Shabbat Peh has a tradition that that's what the parsha is talking about. So the parsha says, you're allowed to, the understanding is, you're allowed to be paid the korban that has a mum kavua, you paid it yotze l'chulin, then you can shecht it chutz la'zara. And then it says, but you still have to be careful, you shouldn't think that just like you were paid there, so everything goes, you're allowed to shecht it. Usually there's an issue of shchut echutz. You're not allowed to shecht the carbon chutz lazara. But here, where you were paid there, so there's no issue of shchut echutz. And usually there's an issue against eating kodesh. If it's hegdish, here there's no issue. You were paid there. So one might have thought mistakenly that usually there's an issue of dam, and here you can eat the dam. So that's what the pasuk repeats again. No. Loisach lenu. Aloris tishbechenu kamayim. You're not allowed to eat the dam, even though it's a psula hamakdoshim, and you have a heter to shecht at chutz lazar, you have a heter to shecht kotchim, it still retains kedusha. When you have a carbon that gets a mum and you pay there, it doesn't go lechulin legamre. It still retains a kedusha. That's what Rashi explains as a din of tizbach v'lagiza basa v'lacholov v'chalta v'lola klavecho. The psula hamakdoshim, when you shecht it, you cannot feed it to a nochri, you cannot feed it to the dogs. You have to have davke, you didn't have to eat it. And only tizbach v'lagiza, you're not allowed to use the wool. And basa v'lacholav, you're not allowed to use the milk either. You can't use the milk. Only, just like shchitas kotchim is a special din, the shchitas psuli hamukdashim is also a special din. Take l'mosha, the Gemara has a din, the shchitas chulin doesn't require kavana. A person is throwing a knife, he wants to hit a target, and accidentally it happened to shecht the bird, and it shechted properly. So that's in the first parak in Chulin. We'll get to that. someday, not tonight. So the Gemara says that we, there's a machlekes hatanaim, we pass on shechita schulin doesn't need kavana as long as you koyach gaber, as long as it's your force, you threw the knife and accidentally it shechts a bird or an animal, so the shechita is good. And shechitas karbanis, it's no good. The person has to know that he's shechting a carbon. It's not even enough that he knows he's shechting an animal. He has to realize that it's a carbon. If he doesn't realize that he's shechting a carbon, that's called misasik. And misasik bekotchim is puzzle on the shechita. So it's a special din. Shechitas kotchim is a special din. It's not identical with shechitas chulin. So the Rav Soloveitchik said it from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. He thought, when you have a shor psule hamagdoshim, a korban shuhumam, v'nivde, got a mum kavua, and you paid it, and yotze l'chulin, and you shecht it, he thought that it requires a shechita like shechitas kotchim. And the only time you're allowed to eat the flesh is if the shechitas kotchim is matirit b'achila. So to feed it to the dogs can eat the vela. So the dogs, you're not allowed to feed it to the dog, not allowed to feed it to a nochri. A nochri doesn't eat shechita, can only feed it to Israel. You're not allowed to drink the milk, because the milk doesn't eat shechita. Milk you can normally drink even when the animal is alive. So vis-a-vis drinking the milk, or using the wool doesn't eat shechita to be matir wool normally. So shechita, it's a shechitas kotchim that's matir, the basar b'achila. So when you get to the wool and the milk, and feeding it to the dogs and feeding to a nachri, the shechitas kotchim is not matir, that remains be yisura.
What about the chol of shechuta? You shechted the carbon shenifta, and there was milk inside that didn't. Would that be winter?
Could be. I don't know. Right. Could be. It's a good question.
If he shechts it, this and it's found to be a treifer, what could he do with it?
You have to bury it. You have to bury it. It's also ba'anor. It remains a carbon. The psul hamikdashim, once you're magdash it, it retains the kedushas carbon. The din is that if a carbon gets a mum and you paid there and it's yotze lechulin, if I say harezu tachazu, the new animal becomes tamura. How does it become tamura? Tamura is a din if you take a behemoth carbon and you say behemoth chulin harezu tachazu harezu tamurazu. But this I was paid there. I was yotze lechulin. So the Gemara says no. So the very Gemara Mchoris that even after being paid the psulim Magdashim, it still toifes tmuras, it still makes tmura, it retains a kedusha's carbon.
So what happens to the wool?
I guess so. You have to destroy it. Yeah, burn it, or bury it, something. Yeah, you have to shecht it quickly. If you're going to wait, it's going to be full of milk and it's a teiknish. The milk is going to be also. So you have to right away after you paid it, you shecht it right away. So Rashi learns.
While it was a carbon, if there was milk in it, that could be used, right?
Mishnah says the milk of a carbon loy nanim loy mayalim. There's no, if someone will be moil behegdish, v'shoygeg, if somebody eats something of hegdish by mistakes, he has to give keren v'chaymish, and he has to bring a carbon asham me'ilos. But the milk of a carbon, since that's not the main part of the carbon, so you don't have the din of. Kerem b'chaymish and Hashem milos, but it is also you're not allowed to get an offer in the milk because it's kodesh. Drinks the milk, could be. I don't remember. I don't know. So Rashi and Makis and Rashi here learns that Rabbi Yudah Nasi, Rabbi is saying Dovah Lav Me'inyanai. But me'a kasam edaber, what is the parsha talking about? Shor psula hamakdoshim, a carbon shuhumam v'nivde. Got a mum kavu yuapayde. Every carbon shuhumam v'nivde is shnei minim. Why? It's kodesh and chol blended in together. Yuapayde, so it was a little bit yotze lechulun. You're permitted to shecht el chutz la'azora. That's what they asked at once. The Ragachover, they have a collection of letters. The bachrim in the yeshivas in Europe used to send kashas. Always to the Ragachovas. They used to answer on postcards. So they made a collection of several hundred of these. They have quite a few collections. But the original collection of postcards, as someone asked them, is it permissible to shech the shor psula hamakdoshim in the Azara? So he said he thinks that yes. It has a kedushas carbon. You're not makriv it on the mizbech, but it has a kedushas carbon. The chiddush is that you're allowed to shech the chutz la Azara. But to shech it in the Azara, yes, it has a kedushas carbon. you're not, and that's Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought the shechita is a shechitas kachim. He thought that misasik bekachim would be pasul on shechting the shabsul hamikdashim. So there's a Gemara Makis that the Tap Tosis quotes that just like there's a din, you're not allowed to losachrish bishor v'chamor yachtov. You're not allowed to tie together a horse and a cow to pull a plow or to pull a wagon, for that matter. So here, if you have one animal that's a shabsul hamikdashim pulling a wagon, that's an iser. What's the iser? Why is it shnei minim? So Rashi says the one animal is shnei. It's guf echad b'kasav asor shnei gufim. It's one animal, and the Torah considers it as if it were two animals. Where do you see the Torah considers it if it's two animals? It's kodesh and chol. Rashi holds that kodesh and chol are two different minim. It's considered shnei minim. Let's say if you have grapes growing on this side, you have two fields. Grapes growing here till the edge, and grain growing over here, and they're near each other. So that's kloy hakerem. So Rashi Shita is that if you have Kodesh on this side, one field belongs to Kodesh, one field belongs to Chol, a private person, that's Klein. It's not Kalai HaKerem, it's Kalai Yisrael. The Kodesh and Chol together, if you have two animals, one is Kodesh and one is Chol. If you have one animal that has it within it, Kodesh and Chol, that's called Shnei Minim. And if you have two fields near each other, one is Kodesh, one is Chol, that's called Klein, Kalai Yisodim. So that's where Rashi learns. Just the context of the parasha, Dovah Halavi Me'inyone. The parasha is talking, according to the interpretation of the Torah Shabbat Peh, that parasha in Re'eh is talking about Sharp Sula Hamagdoshim, Karbon Shehumam Venifde, after a Mum Kavua. So that's Shnei Minim. So the extra pasuk that's Miyuta that says Lo Sachlenu is referring to the Isra Achilam Basa B'chalav Osa, blending together Shnei Minim.
Animal you couldn't use alone to pull a wagon?
No, I don't think so. That's a new animal. That's a new animal. There's a horse and there's a donkey and there's a mule. A mule is a new animal. We have in Tanakh that people rode on mules. So you see, a mule is considered, you don't say it's kalayim within itself. That's a third animal. There's a horse and there's a donkey and there's a mule. There's a third animal. Yeah. So Rashi learns that the Shopsal Magdashim is the Gemara's Lashon is it's one animal, Makasmas Pasik treats it as if it's two. The Rashi says there are makas because of this same pshat that he says here, because it's also Begiza, Bavaida, and the Cholav is also, and Lachalta Vlala Klavecha Vlala Akum. So it's Shnei Minim. Tais is not happy with Rashi. They say they never heard of such a thing. That a Kodesh field next to a Chol, they're planting potatoes and everything. But this field belongs to Hegdish, and the Gizbo is going to auction off the potatoes to the highest bidder. And this field is potatoes shalchol. So potatoes shalchodesh and potatoes shalchol is kloy Yisrael. Tosis and Makis makes fun of the Rashi. There is no such halacha. Shnei minim is shnei minim, not that it's kodesh and chol. So Tosis says shnei minim is because the pasuk says that you're not allowed to eat kochim. Chutz la'azara, chutz li'vushalayim. If it's kochim, you have to eat it in the azar. If it's kochim kalim, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. But if it's a sharp sula hamikdashim, if it's a korban shuhumam beniftek out of mum kavu, you apoide, then it says you can eat it wherever you want. And it says, hatam v'hato yachta dechlenu katzvi v'chu ayol. You can eat the sharp sula. Hatame is not allowed to eat karbonis, but this korban was nifte. You got a mum kabul yevapoida. Hatami v'alto yachtev yachlenu. The tummy is allowed to eat it, and the tummy touches the flesh, so the tohor is eating tummy digger flesh. Which, if it would have been a carbon, a full din carbon, a tohor is not allowed to eat besar kachim shenitma, and a tummy is not allowed to eat besar kachim. So here it says hatami v'alto yachtev lenu katzvi b'chu ayol. So Tosfos says, Rabbi Netanya Tosfos says that's the shnei minim. Tzvi v'ayol are the shnei minim. It's one animal, the Shopsal Magdashim, and the Pasuk compares it to two animals, Tzvi V'ayol. It's a Melitza. The Pasuk uses a Melitza. But because of that Melitza, so the Gemara says in Makis that the one Shopsal Magdashim has the status of two animals, like a Tzvi V'ayol. And then Tosis quotes Araya, the last few lines in Tosis. That's how the Rabbi Netanya interprets. There's a strange Gemara in Bchoris, Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara discusses how come it says three times Tzvi V'ayol in the parsha. Why does it say three times compares the Psulda Magdash? So the Gemara says, Chad, one of the phrases, Tzivayol, is to tell me the din that Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Oshia said. So Rashi says, I don't know what it means. He doesn't know what in the world, which Rabbi Oshia, which Rabbi Yitzchak, which Rabbi Oshia, he doesn't know what it means. Tosis says, Pirusham Bekuntras, Lori is Parish Echa. Rashi says he does know. Every so often, Rashi writes on Chumash, Rashi writes on the Gemara, he does know what this phrase means, he doesn't know what the Kabbalah is. So Rashi says, the Amchor, he doesn't know what it means. Rabbi Natam says, no, that's what it means. The Gemara in Makis quotes the two members. If you look in the beginning of the Tosis, where on the fourth line, where it says, Makis Davcha Beis, Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Amarbir Shal Shalom Gdashim, Loike. Rabbi Oshia says, Hamanik Shab Shalom Gdashim, Loike. So that's Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Oshia are the two dinim that are identical in Makas Davcha Beis. That one sharp Sula Magdashim is one animal, Guf Echerhu, Vasa Hakosav Shnei Gufim, the third treats it as if it were Tzvi Vayol. So that's Argimara. So Argimara, that's Rebbe. So again, so Rish Lakish had a new marker on the bottom of Kuf Tezvon Manalf. Rish Lakish had a new marker to establish that Basa Bechalav is also Bachila. Because I learned it out from the extra phrase by Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. Boshel Mevushel should say once. Al Techemenon, no, Mevushel. How come it's written twice? Boshel Mevushel. L'shoin is kfulim, we always darshan, because we assume lo di b'torah k'l'shoin many other. So Reish Lakish darshans, it's miyuter, the word is miyuter. Mein hu inyan l'korban Pesach, tenei hu inyan l'basa b'cholav shen is bashel. That's how I know that it's also b'achila. So Rabbi Yechanan is upset with Reish Lakish. He says, Vosu shlech the drasha that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that was his Rebbe. Rabbi Yechanan learned by Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was the end of the period of the Tanoim, and Rabbi Yechanan was the first generation of Amoraim. So he says, Vosu shlech the drasha that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said, that you have an extra pasuk in Parshas Re'eh in connection with the Dam, Lo Sachlen, it says so many times not to eat Dam, and each pasuk is explained by the Gemara, and this pasuk, Lo Sachlenu, this pasuk is miyuta. We already darshaned everything there is to darshan. We know all the dam is osir. You don't need this. So Rebbe says this phrase lo sachlenu amenu inyan ledam tenehu inyan lebasa bechalav. Basa bechalav. What's the connection? The parsha in Re'eh happens to be talking about psula hamikdashim, which is a shnei minim. So the extra phrase, the extra pasuk lo sachlenu, also goes on shnei minim. Goes on basa bechalav, which is a combination of shnei minim, which shouldn't be combined. What are the shnei minim here? So Rashi learns Kodesh and Chol together, and Tosis quotes Rabbi Natam. Doesn't mean Kodesh and Chol, means Tzvi Vayol. The pasuk refers to Psula HaMekdashim, a carbon shuhumam v'nifde, as Tzvi Vayol.
I don't think we're asked, just as mentioned with Yochanan, it says, in the Indian, he says, how do I know it's this? Why didn't he ask the same question with Kodesh? How do you know it's Pasuk Bechalav?
Probably because the only iser that it says bishul bashem mevushul is lo sabashal gedei b'chalevi mai. It doesn't say the expression of the verb bishul by any other non kosher food, any other case of food. Korban bashem b'chalev says lo sabashal gedei b'chalevi mai, but here it doesn't say. It just says lo sachlenu, don't eat something. What is he referring to? So he says it must be referring imenu inyel Dam tenehu inyel is something that has to do with shnei minim. So the shnei minim is the basa b'cholav. Then the brisa continues. He mehahi. So this is not the brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi learned out from Lois Achlenu that the basa b'cholav is also machila. So Rabbi Yechanan was upset at Reish Lakish. What do you have to invent your own drasha for? Was the shlech the drasha that I heard from my rabbi from Rabbi Yehuda Nasi? So he answers back. Reish Lakish answers back. To Rabbi Yechon, Imi Hahi, if you're right, I need that pasuk, but I need my pasuk also. If you would only have the pasuk of Lo Sachlenu, Havi Amina, I would have said Hanimili Ba'achila. I would have thought Basa B'cholav is only Asa Ba'achila. Hava Ba'ano, Lo, how do you know that Basa B'cholav is Asa Ba'ano? So Kamash Malon, the additional pasuk of Basha Mavusha Ba'mayim, the carbon pesach is a carbon. So all carbonists have an Isa Hegdish. If you have to eat the Korban Pesach Kimitzvah, so the Torah allows you to eat it. But if it's Basham Avushal, then you're not allowed to eat it. So let's say you cook the Korban Pesach, and the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it. So can you feed it to the dogs and you get Hanoah from it? No. The Korban Pesach is a Hegdish. As an Isa Hegdish, you only have a Hetet to eat it if you're eating it Kimitzvah as Korban Pesach. Otherwise, if it's a Mavushal, you can't be Yotze the Mitzvah Korban Pesach. So Tasabano, so Rish Lakish says, that's why I need an additional pasuk. My pasuk is a step beyond Rebbe's. I'm relying on Rebbe's drasha to establish that the pasuk b'chalav is also b'achila, and my pasuk indicates that it's also b'hanoah as well. Freg the Gemara, but Rebbe never said that. Rebbe only said the first step, namely lo sachlanu refers to pasuk b'chalav. And Rebbe never said the second step of Rish Lakish. So like Rebbe, how does he know that Basa B'chalav is Asa B'ano? The right Tanaim hold that Basa B'chalav is Mutta B'ano, but Rebbe doesn't hold like that. Rebbe edited the Mishnayos, the whole Perek Kalabasa says that Basa B'chalav is Asa B'ano. The long list is in the end of the second Perek in Kiddushin. We all do Kiddushin with Shavu Kesef. We give a ring under the chuppah, you say, Haret Mekudesh Esli, so Shavu Kesef is Kesef, and if you would give money, it would be Kiddushin Kesef, so you can be Mekadosh with a ring, with anything that's Shavu Kesef. So the Gemara says, the Shavu Kesef has to be Shavu Pruta, otherwise the Kiddushin is not valid. So the Mishnah in the end of the second parak in Kiddushin gives you a full list of all of the Isuri Hanoah. You have Basa B'chalav, and Kalai HaKerem, and Orlov, and Seir Nazir and Petach Hamor, a whole list of things that are Asabano. Whatever is Asabano is considered Eina Shavah Pruta, so if you're Mekadosh and Nisha, Zayin and Mekudeshes. So the Gemara there quotes this Machlokes HaTanoim, whether Basa B'chalov is Asabano or not. So we pass on Basa B'chalov is Asabano. So the Gemara asks, Rish Lakish built his drasha on top of Rebbe's drasha. Rebbe's drasha indicates that Basa B'chalav is also B'achila, Rish Lakish Hatan, it's also B'ano, based on the pasuk by Korban Pesach. But Rebbe never said Rish Lakish's drasha. How does Rebbe see from his one drasha, from the one pasuk by Lo Sachlenu, Dam is Mutta B'ano? Dam is only also B'achila Mutta B'ano. You're allowed to use Dam to make an experiment, or to feed to the dogs, or to give to a goy. It's Mutta B'ano. So how does Rebbe derive from the pasuk Lo Sachlenu, which is talking about dam? How does he figure out the basa b'chalav is even also b'ano? That's the Gemara Shaila v'Rebbe b'hano amin ole. How does Rebbe know the basa b'chalav is also b'ano? Zog the Gemara nafkalei mehocha. He learns that from the following pasuk. Nemakan. Here it says kam kadosh atol Hashem alakach lo sevasho gedi b'chalevi moi. That's in Parshas Re'ei. That says the word Gam Kodesh Ato, the word Kodesh in connection with Basa B'chalav. That's the same pasuk. Gam Kodesh Ato, the Shama Kach, Lo Sabash, Gli B'chalav, Imoi. B'nei Malahalon, there's another pasuk in Chumash Vorm, Lo Yeh Kodesh B'bnei Yisrael. That goes on Mishkav Zohar. Homosexuality is not only prohibited for the Jewish people, it's prohibited for the non-Jews as well. It's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs been enough. But this pasuk happens to be speaking about Jewish people. Lo Yeh Kodesh B'bnei Yisrael. So, when a person practices Mishkav Zachar, so he gets Hano from it. Obviously, the people, if they wouldn't get Hano, they wouldn't practice it. So it's just like Mal Halon B'Hano, just like the word Kodesh, Lo Yeh Kodesh, not exactly the same. Here it's Kiyam Kodosh Ato, there it's Kodesh. So Mal Halon B'Hano, by the Mishkav Zachar, there is Hano Asaguf. It's not Achila, it's Hano Asaguf. Afkan, by the Basa B'Cholab, that has the connotation of this Hano. So you already have three drushes. You have Rabashi had a ganze drusha, Lo Sechel Kol Tayeva. We spent a whole week on that. Then Rish Lakish has his drusha, which is on top of Rebbe's drusha. Rebbe is the basic drusha to establish a Basa B'chalav is also B'achila, and then Rish Lakish adds on to establish that it's also B'ano. The Rebbe himself also agrees that it's also B'ano. He edited all the Mishnayos, the whole Perek assumes that Basa B'chalav is also B'ano. So Rebbe learns it out from the Gzeres Shavah. Kodesh, Kodesh, yeah. Then the Gemara says, the Bei Reb Leza Tana and Reb Leza Zishive, they had a new marker. They had a different marker. They had a Brisa. Lo Sechel Kol Nevela. So what are you supposed to do with the Nevela? Agere Shavah Shrechet Tadana Bachola O Mocha La Nochri. So it says you should sell it to a goy. Lo sachol kol toeva omra toiro kishet tim kereno lo sevash leno v'tim kereno. What does this have to do with anything? The pasuk says if you have nevela, agerish avshachet nera b'chola, the way it is. He's adding on a lot, but you shouldn't cook it with its own milk. Where does it say that? You shouldn't if you. to sell it is a form of getting hanoah. If you have basa b'cholav, if you have something that's also hanoah, and you sell it, that's considered a form of hanoah. That's a big machlekes whether that's so. We usually assume, let's say by mistake, I cooked some basa b'cholav. So if I'll sell it and someone will pay me money, I'm not getting hanoah. If I take basa b'cholav and I rub it on my skin, and it gives me better complexion or something, or whatever, it's healthy, so that's called getting hanoah from the guf adoma. If I sell it to a nochri, he says, no lif neiver, he's allowed to eat the basa b'chol. If I sell it to him and he pays me money, so we assume that that's a violation of isur hanoah min haTorah. And some rishonim hold, no, that that's only a violation of isur hanoah min haRabbanim. Min haTorah, that's called gram hanoah. Hanoah is only if you get hanoah from the guf adoma. If I sell it and I get money, then I take the money and I buy food and I eat a sandwich. So some rishonim hold that's only awesome in the rabbanah. So this gemara is assuming al pi pashtus that selling, the simple reading of this gemara, selling isur hanoah is a form of violating isur hanoah min haTorah. So the pasuk says lo sechu kol neveila. What should you do with it? Lagerish avishachet titnano v'achola o machol anochri, sell it to the goy. So the understanding is, you can sell it to the goy the way it is, the nevela the way it is. But if you're going to cook the nevela with milk and then you're going to sell it, so then it's a violation of getting hanoah from basar b'chol. Somehow the Bei Reb Lezer somehow read in between the lines. They understood that that's understood in between the lines. Okay, that the reference is, if you cook the basar b'chol, then you're not allowed to sell it because then it'll be asur hanoah. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, this is the most famous drasha, is the Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. The Sabasha Gudei B'chalei V'mar Gimel Pamim. There are three psukim. What do you need three psukim? So one pasuk goes on Bishul. But what are the extra second and the third psukim going? The Echad Lisa Rachila, the Echad Lisa Anor, the Echad Lisa Bishul. The three psukim go on the three levels of Yisr. If it's Basa B'chol of the Raisa, it's also B'bishul, also B'chila, and also B'hanor. The Targum Onkelos on all the three psukim never translates lo sevasha, lo sevasha. All three times it says don't eat basa b'cholav. It's very strange. Don't eat basa b'cholav, that's a drosh of the Torah Shabbal Peh. But the Targum Onkelos is supposed to give pshuta shal mikra. He never writes the pshuta shal mikra that you're not allowed to cook basa b'cholav.
Everybody knows this kind of very bishmal saying. I was wondering, how does that work? The Rebbeinu HaKadosh, Rebbe Yechon and Rish Lakish seem to have different drushes. How do we understand that in the chain of the
Messiah? Apparently, they all had a tradition. Most of them had a tradition. Basa b'chalav is asur b'hanoah. Some held it. It's takamut b'hanoah. Like chametz b'pesach. We assume that with pasuk chametz b'pesach is asur b'hanoah. And Rabbi Yisrael Galili says, Tamei al atzmecha. Where do you come off with such a wild idea? He also says, chametz b'pesach is mut b'hanoah. So most had a tradition that basa b'chalav is asur b'hanoah. But the mocker was forgotten. So rather than assume that it's halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, so everybody was searching for a pasuk. Where do you read it in between the lines? So each one was guessing. Each one gave a different pasuk. The Rambam every so often will write it in, and he'll say Mipi Hashmu Alamdu. So the Rambam is careful. The Gemara a lot of times says Gemara. Sometimes the Gemara says on a certain din halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Sometimes the Gemara will say Gemara Gemiri Lo. So Rashi and Taisvus and the Rosh will translate Gemara Gemiri Lo means we had a tradition halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. So the Netziv points out that the Rambam is always very careful. When it says Gemara Gemiri Lo, the Rambam will never say that it's halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. The Rambam will use an expression Mipi Hashmu Alamdu. What does that mean? So the Netziv says what it means is they had an old tradition that this was the halacha and it was forgotten what the makkah was. So we transmit the din and we admit that we forgot the makkah. We don't know where it was learned at, but it's not halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai means a din of the Torah Shabbal Peh that there's no method whereby to derive it by reading in between the lines. And these Mipi Hashmu Alamdu, Gemara Gemiri Lo means we had a tradition from an earlier generation that it was worked out by Tanoim or Amoraim, but the Mokka was forgot. So there, it sounds like they're trying to reconstruct the Mokka. They didn't have a tradition that it's halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. That a tradition that is derived by reading in between the lines, and each one was trying to figure it out from a different pasuk. You have different sugyas like that. The end of
Rabbeinu HaKadosh had his drasha. Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish Ka'ura. It seems if you ask 99 out of 100 people, what do you know as a mechila? So no, they'll tell you the tarid very small.
Because Rashi Achumish, because Rashi Achumish quoted that. Everybody knows Rashi Achumish, yeah. But before Rashi made that, the famous mocker, so it was a free for all. So everybody had their own suggestion. Like in the end of Yuma, it says the people who's not healthy to fast on Yom Kippur, they have to eat on Yom Kippur. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Torah was given, there must have been older people who were not healthy enough, not strong enough to fast on Yom Kippur. So from day number one, it was known that Safik, Asfek, Sveikab, Sakanas Nefashas, you violate whatever. If someone is sick on Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, obligated to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life. So the Mishnah says that's the din. Pikoch Nefesh, Safik, Pikoch Nefesh, Sveik, Sveikab, Pikoch Nefesh, any slight Safik, you're Dechel Shabbos. The Gemara says, where is the Mokker? The Gemara says that most of the Amaroi, most of the Tanoim, one says it's Halacha Moshe Messina. Most of them say it's not Halacha Moshe Messina. And everybody's guessing for a different mocker. So all the Tanoim give a mocker, and then Shmuel comes up with a different mocker. So Rava says, Shmuel's drush is better than all the drushes of all the Tanoim. The Amora Shmuel came up with a better drush than all Tanoim. It was forgotten what the mocker was. They knew the Mishnah says, Pikoch Nefesh is Decha Shabbos, Decha Yom Kippur, Decha Kala Tarakula, except for the Gimel Averis Achamurius. And it was forgotten what the drosha was. So the Amoraim were also entitled. Everybody was guessing. They gave a drosha. And the Rava thought that Shmuel's drosha, he says, Shmuel's drosha is better than all the droshas of the Tanaim. It covers all the cases.
Why do you have some halachal motion? You see that there is a remes, mem, give mem, mayim.
No, mem, yud, mem is a real drosha. That's not a remes.
It's not a lawful
motion. No. One, there are three opinions. Anisuch, amayim, and sukkahs, there are three opinions in Marsis. One time is of the opinion, it's halachal motion, misinai. The next Tana says it's not Halacha Moshe Messinai. The other two Tanaim say it's not Halacha Moshe Messinai. It's a drusha from a pasuk, but they argue which is the drusha. So one Tana says the drusha is Mem Yud Mem. And the Gemara learns out halachas from that. That if you write a Sefer Torah, because the first Mem is a closed Mem. Viniskehem. It's a Shlos Mem, a Mem Stuma. And the first Mem in Mayim has to be a Mem Psucha, the beginning of the word. The Gemara says, that Tana is of the opinion that if you write a Sefer Torah, and you write a Mem Stum instead of a Mem Sucha, the Sefer Torah is kosher. So you see, the Gemara holds that it's not an Asmach, it's a real Drosha Gemara. The other Tana says, no, the Drosha Gemara is Unisocheho, Bishnei Nisuchan HaKos Medav. And the Gemara has Nafkaminis Ladina between each one of these Shitas, whether it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai, or it's Unisocheho, or it's Mem Yud Mem. Each one carries with it Nafkaminis LaHalacha.
Why isn't Achila included under the category of Hanah, and therefore you still have a phrase of Los Avashel Gedi left over?
If you would have only had two Los Avashel Gedis, I would have said Tafasta Meruba Loi Tafasta, Tafasta Mo Tafasta. You have no right to jump to say that the extra Los Avashel Gedi goes on Hanah. Who says it's not all the things that are Rasa Bachila, Rasa Banah? So Tafasta Mo Tafasta. I would say the pasuk tells you the lesser of the two chidushim only tells you it's asa b'achila. So you need a third pasuk to tell you that it's asa b'ano. You can't say that one extra pasuk already jumped two steps to say that it's even asa b'ano. That's too much. That's the Gemara's lashon is tafasta meruba loy tafasta, tafasta mo tafasta. If you only have one pasuk, tells you the smaller chidush, then you need another pasuk to tell you the greater chidush that it's even asa b'ano. So this Tarid Bei Rabbi Shmuel, this is the most famous drasha, because Rashi in his commentary on Chumash quotes this drasha. The three psukim gimel pam echad liisa achila vechad liisa ano vechad liisa bishul. Tanya Yisa ben Yehuda Eimer. Nachad drasha. Minayin. Nachad Tarid. Minayin lebasa b'cholam she'osur. How do you know that you're not permitted to eat basa b'cholam? It just says you're not allowed to cook. The same question, all the Tanoim, all Amoraim, everybody's working on the same issue. Isha ben Yehuda has what to say. So, the Nemakan, Kiyam Kodesh Atol Hashem Alakach, Lo Sebashul Gedi, Bachalei Vimo, it says the word Kodosh, Am Kodosh, in connection with the Basu B'cholam, the same Pasuk. Kiyam Kodesh Atol Lo Sebashul Gedi, V'nem Alhalon, Anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li, U'basa Basara Trefa Lo Sechelu. So there it says, Anshe Kodesh, and here it says, Am Kodesh. So that's also Gzeirah Shavah. Gzeirah Shavah doesn't have to be the exact same word. The Gemara says, Zui Shiva, Zui Biya. In Parshas Mitzorah, by Tzara's Batim, it says, Roshavakoyin, and the other Parshas says, Zavakoyin. Gemara says, Zui Shiva, Zui Biya. It's also a good Gzeirah Shavah. sometimes if you're not sure how to darshan the Gezeirah Shaveh, if you darshan one way, it has the exact same word. If you darshan the other way, it's a similar word. So Gezeirah Shaveh that has the exact same word is stronger than Gezeirah Shaveh that just has a similar word. But it's a legitimate Gezeirah Shaveh also. So Isi ben Yehuda says that he learns out from Gezeirah Shaveh. It says, Treifa is also Bachila. Basa Basara Treifa Losa Chelu. And it says over there, Anshu Kurdish Tiyunli, Basa Basara Treifa Losa Chelu. So here too, when it says, Kam Kurdishata Lashamakach Losa Bashu Gdi Bachalevi Mai, not only does it imply that it's also Bachila, not only does it imply it's also Bibishul, it's understood, it's also Bachila also. Malahalan also Avkan also. Veni Ella Bachila. Yeah, but Treifa is also Bachila Mutabano. Nvela Treifa is Mutabano. Let's say, the sheikh shechts an animal and makes it accidentally, makes it in a veil. A sheikh, he does a perfect job shechting, and we find out that the animal is diseased and it has an isa treifa. So you're permitted, the Jewish slaughterhouse is permitted to sell it to the goy. It's muta ba'ano. You're not allowed to be in the non-kosher food business. I'm gonna have a store where I sell non-kosher meat to non-Jews. So even though there's no lifnei iver, they're non-Jews, and even though nevela meat, nevela treifa, is muta bano, but you're not allowed to be in that line of business. They sell kavua. If once in a while an animal becomes a nevela, a treifa, and there's damnulo, nevela is the treifas, let's say a fellow's a hunter. So he goes to hunt kosher animals to shech them. Then once in a while, he accidentally traps a non-kosher animal. So he's permitted to sell out to the non-Jews. But to be in the business, to be in the line dafke, to deal with non-kosher food, that you're not allowed to do. That's a big machlokes, whether that's midrabbanan or min haTorah. The Mishnah in Shviyas learns it out from Psukim, but it's such a difficult distinction, it's such a fine distinction. If nizdamnu lo, if accidentally I got the nevelus of treifas and the non-kosher ram, then you are allowed to get anor. But to be in the business kavuas, I said, is very questionable. So some achrenim say, it must be that it's only midrabbanan. And others say, no, from the Ramam it would appear that it's min haTorah. So that's a big machlokes. It's usually assumed that it's only midrabbanan. We mentioned, and that's why when the Nazis started making life impossible for the Jews, so at first they cut out certain professions. They didn't let them go into this field, that field, and then they killed everybody. So when they were cutting down on the job opportunities that they had, so one of the few possibilities to make a parnasa would be to sell non-kosher food. So the Gdolim had to be mekel. It wasn't yet the suffix sakana, but everybody needed a parnasa, so they kvetched those kulas. They said that the whole iser not to be in the business of selling non-kosher food is only midrabbanan, so if you have some sveikas, so there's room to be mekel. So they came up with kulas, different kulas. If it would have been their iser, they would have not been mekel so much. But because most assume that it's only derabbanan, so that's why they found kulas. So the Gemara is now continuing. Isi ben Yehuda learns out it's kodesh kodesh, just like treifa. Anche kodesh tingli basa basara treifa lo sachelu. Just like there, the word kodesh has the connotation of osa bachila. So to over here, kiam kodesh ata lashamakech lo sivashe gdi bachalevi mai, the word anche kodesh has the connotation of osa bachila. How do you know that it's osa bahano? Then the ala b'achila b'hanoa minayin. How do you know that basa b'chalav is osmano? Machter akal v'chaymer. Amrit kal v'chaymer. Ma orlo. Orlo is osa b'achila. Orlo means if you plant a tree, so it may well be that nothing will grow the first 3 years. But if something does grow, nothing grows good, so no problem. But if something does grow, so the pears that grow the first 3 years are orlo, and they're osa b'achila, and they're also osa b'hanoa. Kisavoy al ha'aretz and etaytz in parshas kedoshim. Kisavoy al ha'aretz and etaytim kol etz maichol. Bar altam alos and sholosh anam areim yelchem lo ye ochel. So the pasuk really only says achila, but we understand that orla is also asabano. It's not really explicit. Orla is also not so explicit, but the tanoim established orla is asabano. So he makes a isi ben yud and makes a kavachayma. Ma orla, he didn't do any aveir at all. You're allowed to plant trees. There's no avera to plant the tree. He didn't do any avera. Nonetheless, asura b'hanoa, because it's also b'achila, it's also asur b'hanoa. So basa b'chalav shenev de ba'avera, he did an avera, and we already know kodesh kodesh that it's also b'achila, just like treifa. Anche kodesh tili. So I know from the gzera shavu kodesh kodesh also b'achila. Ein odin shenibia kavuchaymer she'asa b'hano. Why is it a kavuchaymer? Because orla was lay nev de ba'avera, and basa b'chalav was nev de ba'avera. So the gemara.
Based on this, if a guy cooks basa b'chalav, and it shouldn't be
a survivor. That's right. It's a good argument. That's right. If it would only been based on this kavachaymer, if a guy would cook it, if it would happen by itself accidentally, it should be mutabano. That is correct. The Gemara is going to touch it up. It's going to come out. It's not a kavachaymer. It's a tzalashava from three dinim. The Gemara is going to have a whole discussion. Sometimes you learn out one din from one din. Sometimes you learn out one din from two dinim at tzalashava. Sometimes you learn out one din from three dinim. Tzalashava from three different dinim. The Gemara says each one, these are three different midrash Torah and midrashes. Kal v'chaimer chada mechada has one rule. Kal v'chaimer, if you have a mamat tzarashave, chada mitarti, learn out one din from two dinim at tzarashave, there's another rule. And if you have a din, learn that from a tzarashave from three dinim, then it's vayter a different din. Three different midrash Torah and midrashes. This is the only makom shas for that din. The Achrayim always quote this daf. There's only makom shas that there's such a difference between Chodem itarti and chodem itlosa, and chodem ichodem. So if you make a kavachaymer, what was the kavachaymer again? Orlo, he didn't do any avera, but it's also bachila, and therefore it's also banoa. So kavachaymer by basa b'cholav, which we know is also bachila, and he did an avera, so kavachaymer that it should be also banoa. So you're saying that basa b'cholav is more chomer, part of this story is basa b'cholav is more chomer than orlo, because basa b'cholav he did an avera. And Orla didn't do an aver. So the Gemara says, one can dingzach, mal Orla shekein lohoysa lo sha'asa kaisha, maybe Orla is machomer. You're telling me that there's a chumre in basa b'cholav that Orla does not have, that basa b'cholav is nevda ba'avera, and Orla is lo nevda ba'avera, but on the other hand, Orla has a chumre that basa b'cholav doesn't have. Before you cook the basa b'cholav together, the chalav was kosher and the basav was kosher. Everything was kosher. And later in life it became treif. At a later time when you cooked the meat and the milk together, it became treif. Masheni ken orlo, from the very outset when you planted the tree and the stuff started to grow, from the very beginning the orlo was lo hoysolo shasa kosher. It was treif from the very beginning. So maybe orlo is more chomer. You can't learn that from orlo to basav b'chalav. You tell me basa b'chalav is machoma because of a svara, nev de ba'avere, but I have a halacha that seems to indicate that on the other hand, orla is machoma because orla lo haysa lo sha'asa kosher. Svaras are fine, but if you have a din, this has a chumra because of a din, and this has a chumra because of a svara. So the chumra because of the din is considered stronger than a chumra because of a svara. So the Gemara says that's called the pircha. A pircha means, you're telling me that A is chomer and B is kal, basa b'chol is machomer than orla because nev de ba'avera. I can argue the point based on halacha the other way, that orla is machomer. So the Gemara says, so what are you trying to tell me? That only such things that lo haysa lo sha'as ha'kosher will become osa b'ano. Whenever basa b'chol, anything like basa b'chol, whatever was haysa lo sha'as ha'kosher will not be osa b'ano. So the Gemara says it's not true. Chametz bePesach yochiyach. That argument is not true. You see, the chametz bePesach, chametz before Pesach is hoysolosh asakosh muta b'achila muta b'ano. When it comes Pesach, not only does it become asa b'achila, comes asa b'ano also. So you see that the fact, the consideration that orlo is hoysolosh asakosh, and that's the reason why it's asa b'ano. It's not true. You find chametz bePesach hoysolosh asakosh, and it's still asa b'ano. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Maluch Chametz B'Pesach is Shkein Anush Karis. That's a different story. Chametz B'Pesach is not only Asa Bachil, it's Anush Karis. If you eat the Chametz on Pesach, you have Karis. So maybe Macholas Asuras that is so Chomer that if you eat it, you have Karis, so that carries with it an Isa Hanoah also. But on Basa B'Cholav, no one's going to say that there's going to be Karis for eating Basa B'Cholav. That we're not going to develop such an idea. Why not? That's what Tosfos says. Why not? Maybe basa b'chalav should have an isa karis. Maybe learn that in the kavachaymer, but not that we assume that not. So the Gemara says, Gemara continues, You cannot say that kores is the determining factor. Only such macholos asuras that are so chomer that have an isa kores, if you eat them, so then they have with them an isa hano. It's not true. Kloy hakerem is also bachila and also bahano, even though it's not onish kores. If you eat kloy hakerem is if you planted grapes on this side of the field and grain on the other side, and there's no fence separating, you didn't have a harchoke. You planted all the way up until the edge of the field, and there's no fence separating, so that's kloy hakerem. So kloy hakerem is macholos asuris, which is also bahano, but it's not onish kores. So you see that the argument that you just mentioned, maybe only things that are such macholos asuris that are so chomor that they're onish kores, maybe only such macholos asuris have an isan. No, you can't say like that, because kloy hakerem yochichu she ain onish kores and still also bahano. So where did we read? What are we up to now? Who's speaking now? Isi ben Yehuda speaking. Isi ben Yehuda, let's go again. He started off with a Kal Vachomer, trying to learn out Chodah Mechodah. He says, I know Basa B'chalav is Asa Mana because of Kodesh. I know Basa B'chalav is Asa B'achila because of Agzer Rishav and Kodesh Kodesh. Banshi Kodesh Tiyun Li, and there it says, Kam Kodesh Atol Hashem Lekecha, has the same connotation. I know it's also b'achila. Now I want to discuss within the category of things that are also b'achila, are they also b'ano? So he says, I should make a kal v'chomer from Orla. Orla is macholos asurais, where no avera was violated. He's allowed to plant trees, no avera was violated. Still I say, anything that's also b'achila is also b'ano. So who had denami kal v'chomer, who had denami with a kal v'chomer on top of it, the basa b'chala was nev the ba'aver should certainly be asamana. Then the Gemara said, wait a minute, but orla has a chumra. You're telling me basa b'chala has a chumra. Orla has a chumra that it's lahoy salosh asakaisher. So maybe that's the reason why it's asamana. So the Gemara says that chumra can't be crucial because you have chametz bepesa chay salosh asakaisher, and it's still asamana. So the Gemara says, but that chametz bepesa has a different chumra that it has kares if you eat it. So the Gemara says that can't be the crucial chumra because kalai hakerem is also bachin and it's also banan and there is no kares. So the Gemara comes out, there's a tzad hashava of three things. You have orla, kalai hakerem, chametz bepesach. All three are also bachila and also also banan. So you can't say that the kares is crucial because orla and kalai hakerem have no kares. You can't say lo hoysa lo shas hakosher is the crucial factor because chametz, so loy re'izeh ki re'izeh, the re'i, the chumra that chametz has, that has kares, doesn't exist by the Klal Hakerem and the orla. And the re'i, the chumra that orla has, that it's lo ha'isa lo sha'as ha'kosher, doesn't exist by the chametz b'pesach. So hatzad ha'shav shebehem, so you're making hatzad ha'shav from three isurim, from orla and kloy ha'kerem and chametz b'pesach. So two basa b'chalav. So just like those three are rasa b'achila and rasa mano, so two chametz b'pesach is rasa b'achila should be rasa mano. So that the Gemara can say that's the drasha of Isi ben Yehuda. So to basa b'chalav is rasa b'achila. So therefore it has to be rasa mano as well. Good. All isuri achila should be rasa mano. According to this, all macholas. There may be things that you did in Avera which are muta b'achila. We just had a whole Amud Aleph. Gemara said, Charesh Rishav HaChamor, and you do a lot of Averas and it's muta b'achila. But from all the things that are asa b'achila, based on this Tzad HaShav, it should come out that all Macholos HaSuras should be asa mano, unless I have a Beferish of Pasuk that indicates otherwise. So Dam have a Pasuk, and Chelev have a Pasuk. Each one have a Pasuk, each Macholos HaSuras. That's mutabano. I have to have a pasuk to prove that it's mutabano. Otherwise, it should be covered with this big tzara shaver from the three. Tzara shaver to learn out one din, basa b'chala from three. Tzara shaver from three. So now the Gemara.
When is this the kal v'chomer from Kilei
Hakerem?
And the
kal v'chomer
right from
Kilei Hakerem?
Why not just
do a kal v'chomer from Kilei Hakerem? Is the Gemara going to ask that? The Gemara is going to ask a lot of questions here. Let's see, did they ask that? I don't remember. I don't think so. Let's see. What are we up to? Chametz Pesach. Chiyach.
You say Basra Chama, all types of Basra? Yeah. Or Basra Chama?
Yeah, non-kosher meat also. If you mean Nevela meat. Pork. No, no, that we said, it says three times, the Pasuk, Basra Basra Gedi B'chalei, three times Gedi, so Gedi comes to exclude Behemoth Tmeah. So if it's a behemoth tmeya, so there's no, it's also because of behemoth tmeya, it's also bachila, but it wouldn't become basa bachila, it wouldn't be asa bahano. But if it's nevela meat from a kosher animal, so then the Gemara said that it would be isa chala liser, menegia to bishul, menegia to achila, a question, menegia to malchus. Yeah. So you're asking, why not learn the kal v'chomer from klai hakem? Listen, the Gemara is going to ask on the details over here. What are we up to? The Gemara is, let's see, Lama Ligzera Shava, Freg the Gemara. Why did Isa ben Yehuda need the whole Gzera Shava, Kodesh Kodesh, to establish the bus? The first step, he said, was that Basa B'chalav is also B'chila, based on a Gzera Shava, Kodesh Kodesh. Freg the Gemara, what does he need a Gzera Shava? Lai Sikulam, B'kal V'chaim Emei Orla. Why doesn't he say like this? Ma Orla Shalai Nev de Ba'aver. No Aver was done at all. It's also Bein B'chila, Bein Manoah. So bus b'chalav where an avera was violated, ain't a din should be a kavuchaymer, that it should be also bay machila bay mano. So the Gemara said that's not a valid kavuchaymer, because we had a whole list of cases on Amud Aleph where avera was violated and the thing is muta b'chila. So first you have to establish that the bus b'chalav is also b'chila. The gzeres shavu kodesh kodesh. After you establish also b'chila, then we're negotiating. Are all macholas asuras that are also b'chila also also b'ano? Or not, so then we made a kal v'chomer. But you can't say, why do you need the gzeres shavah for? Let's learn everything out from the kal v'chomer. That's not a valid kal v'chomer. And for the Gemara, Mishum Dika Lemeimah, it's not a kal v'chomer. Chorish b'shavah chamor v'chosim b'par v'dosh b'yochiyach. That was the whole Amud Aleph, where we learned last week. Shenev d'bahem aver. Aver was done v'sharu. And it's mutter. So that we understand why. The first Isa ben Yehuda has to start off by establishing that the basa b'chalav is asur b'achila, and then he can start the whole discussion. How do you know that it's also asur b'ano? Now the Gemara asked a different thing. Why did he have to make it into a tzara shava of three? He started off with a kal v'chomer, learn out basa b'chalav from orla. Orla is asur b'achila and also asur b'ano, even though no aver was violated. So basa b'chalav, which we know we have already established based on gzeres shavah kodesh kodesh, basa b'chalav is asa b'achila, shouldn't it be a kal v'chomer that it should be asa b'ano? Gemara says no, because who says that basa b'chalav is the chumre because nev de ba'aver? Maybe orla is the chumre because lahoysa l'shas hakosh. The Gemara says no, that's not a consideration because chametz b'pesach, chametz b'pesach was hoysa l'shas hakosh. Then the Gemara says, well, how can you learn out? Maybe Chametz Pesach because it has curries. So then anymore, all of a sudden jumps to Klai HaKerem. Would they have to jump to Klai HaKerem? Go back to Orla. Would they have to make a Tzad HaShavah from three things? From Orla, and then they threw in Chametz Pesach, and then they threw in Klai HaKerem. Just concentrate on the first two that you said. You started with Orla. So you start off a Kal V'chomer from Orla to Basa B'Cholav, because Basa B'Cholav is Chomer, Nev de Ba'aver. Then we said, who says that Basa B'chalav is the Chaymer? Maybe Orla is the Chaymer because L'haysa lo shasakot. Mora says, no, Chomiz B'Pesach Yochiach. Right, Chomiz Pesach Yochiach. Then Mora says, Chomiz Pesach has Kares. So go back and say, Orla has no Kares. So say, Atzara Shavu Shebehem, whatever is Asa B'chilo is Asa Mano. You can't say that the Kares is the determining factor that causes that it should be Asa Mano, B'haraya. Orla doesn't have a Kares. You can't say lo haysa lo shasa kosher is a determining factor because chametz b'pesach was haysa lo shasa kosher. So lo rizek rizek, the chumra that orla has doesn't exist by chametz. Chumra that chametz has doesn't exist by orla. Tzad HaShavah Shemayim. So why did you have to make it into a tzad HaShavah of three? It would have been good enough a tzad HaShavah from two. What do you have to make it so big for? He started with orla and he went to chametz to go back to orla. That's the way you always go. We'll go back to him and say, Lori Zekeriza, Lori Zekeriza. So that's the Gemara's Kasha, Freg the Gemara. Lama Leila Meimar, two lines before the wide lines. before the daf becomes wide lines, so the Gemara is, why do I have to introduce a third Isra Achila into the Tzara Shavit to learn one Basa B'chala from three? Leima Zagarla Tachiach. Orla doesn't have chorus, Vila Heder Dina. Vila Isibi Ma'atzad. Learn a Tzara Shavit Shebehem. That neither the chorus is the determining factor, nor is Allah Hasalash Asakosha the determining factor. What did you gain by making it a Tzara Shavit of three? Zagdi Gemara, because that's not a valid Yafusa. You picked on two Isuri Achila, namely Orla and Chametz B'Pesach, and then the third one is Basam B'Chala is Asam Achila, based on Gzav. Shall we say, whatever is Asam Achila is also Asa B'Hano. So we know it's not true. There's a Yochiach. Omer Avashim, Shem Dikla Meimar, Nevela Tochiach, Shasur B'Achila, Meteres B'Hano. We know there are a lot of things that are Asa B'Achila and Muta B'Hano. Nevela Trefa. There's a difference between a Yochiach and a Pircha. We mentioned a few times. A Pircha means, like we had here, you're telling me a premise that Basa B'chalav is more chomer than Orla because Basa B'chalav is Nev de Ba'aveira, so there's more svare to make it more Aser than Orla. On the other hand, maybe Orla is more chomer than Basa B'chalav because Lahoysa Lashas HaKosha. So that's called the Pircha. Pircha means, the Gemara's Lashon is Me'ikri de Dina Pircha, the first step in the Dina, the first step in the Kal V'chomer. When you have Kal V'chomer, you have the major premise and the minor premise. So the major premise is the first assumption. The first assumption is that Basa B'chalav is more chomer than Arla. Arla maybe is more chomer than Basa B'chalav because Lahoysa Lashas HaKosh. That's called Me'ikri de Dina Pircha, the first step in the Kal V'chomer, which in English they call on logic, they call that the major premise. There's a Pircha on that. This is Nishken Pircha. You would establish over here a Tzara Shava from Arla and Chametz B'Pesach that all Isuri Achila are also b'hano. You see, from Orla and Chametz B'Pesach, all Isuri Achila are also b'hano. But then you have a Yochiach, and therefore you want to establish that Basa B'chala, which you know is also b'chila, is also b'hano. But you have a Yochiach, I know there are things that are also b'chila muta b'hano, namely Nevela. Nevela Treif is also b'chila muta b'hano. But that's not a Pircha, that's a Yochiach. If I'll accept this style of logic, if I'll accept this Tzara Shava between Orla and Chametz B'Pesach, it lead me to a mistaken conclusion in another area of halacha. Here it's good, by Basa B'chalav is good. I'm saying Basa B'chalav is Asa B'Achila, so it should also be Asa B'Hana. But it'll lead me, that's a Yochiach. You can't accept this style of a Yalfusa, because in another area, it'll lead me to incorrect conclusion. So that's... Right, so that's a Beferish Pasuk. So he's going to say that's an exception to the rule. The klal really is whatever is Asa B'Achila should also be Asa B'Hano based on the Tzara Shava from Orla and Chametz B'Pesach, except if you have a Beferish Pasuk that says otherwise. And the Beilat Treif, you have a Beferish Pasuk. So Rav Ashi says, no, maybe I should learn from that Pasuk that the whole Tzara Shava is incorrect. That's called the Yochiach.
Who's the office giver of the Baal Machlech?
Right, that's what they were quoted on the previous daf. Rabbi Bo thinks that whenever it says lo yachal asochlo lo sochlo, the principle should be all machalas asur should be asamano, unless you have a beferish pasuk that says otherwise. So now that's what the Gemara, that's what this Isi Ben Yehuda is saying, like Rabbi Bo. He's saying it from a different marker. Rabbi Bo said it based on a different marker on the previous daf on Kuf Yudalan and base. And Isi Ben Yehuda says it based on this Tzara Shava from the two of the three. So the Gemara is explaining, why did he make a Tzara Shava from three? Why didn't he just make a Lama Lalamem B'Kla Kerem Yechichu? Why didn't he just make a Tzara Shava from the two, from the Orla, from the Chametz B'Pesach? So Rabashi gives an answer that we don't yet understand. Rabashi says, you got to make it a Tzara Shava from three, because there's only going to be a Tzara Shava from two. There's going to be a Yochiach. There's going to be a Tzara Shava from three. There's also going to be a Yochiach. So that's when you're going to say, no, those are the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi Sanhedrin, those are the rules, we don't know why. If it's a Tzara Shava from three, you have no right to shlug it up based on a Yochiach. If you have a Kal V'Chomer, you can ding Zach on the Kal V'Chomer based on a Pircha. Pircha is what we call Me'ikri D'Din in Pircha. The major premise is under question. Ve'zok that A is greater than B, maybe B is greater than A. You're telling me, Asvara, that Basa b'chalav is mochamed and orla. I show you halacha that orla is mochamed and basa b'chalav. L'hoi salosh ha'asakosha. So that's called the pircha. Who says that's chama? Maybe that's chama. But here, we don't have any pircha. We just have a yochiach. This style logic that you develop will lead me to an incorrect conclusion in another case, which is enough to demolish a kavachaymer. But it's not sufficient to demolish a tzarashava of three. If you're learning one new din from three, so we'll say that the nevelas, mutabano, that's an exception to the rule. You can't reject the tzarashava from three based on a yochiach. That's what Amar Avashi, the reason why we don't want to make a tzarashava from tum, shemdika lemeim, and nevelo tachiach, shasir bachil, materis bahanoa. That's why we want to make a tzarashava from three. He still didn't explain it. They're going to spell it out later, as we proceed. They're going to spell it. But that, look, that's what he's driving at. So he tells them, you're wrong. You're missing, he tells Ravashi. Ravashi was the end of the period of the Amorim. Ravina Ravashi are the ones who went into the Talmud Bavli. So we know the Ramchal, Rami Shechem Letzato, the author of the Mesilas Yesharim, has one of his little essays he has about the Midrash HaTorah Nedresh Hespem. So he shows already in the days of the Tanoim, many of the Midrash HaTorah Nedresh Hespem had already been forgotten. They used to have Midrash HaTorah Nedresh Hespem in Agadot. They used to have Midrash HaTorah Nedresh Hespem in science. How to figure out from Sukkim how long is the gestation period of a snake? How long does it take? How long a pregnancy does a snake need? The Gemara in Bchoris in the first parak says that some of the Tanoim met up with the Sovet de Beatuna, with the scientists from Athens, and they were discussing different aspects of science, and the Tanoim figured it out from the Pesukim of Chumash. The scientists in Athens had to make experimentation. A lot of times their experiments were not controlled, so they came up with the wrong answer. The Tanoim figured out the right answer from Darshanic Pesukim. So today, nobody knows how to do that. Rav Moshe Feinstein didn't know how to do that. How to figure out from Pesukim principles of physics and chemistry and biology. We don't know how to do that. Tanoim knew how to do that. Then the Ramchal points out, there's a Medrash Rabban Shirashirim. One Tana says to the other Tana, don't you know there's a Midah Haradarshan Shirashirim? Every time it says this, it means this. They never heard of it. They had old traditions from the days of the Tanoi. So by the time he gets to Rabina Ravashi, that's the end of the Tkufa Samaraim. That is one that's wedded to the Talmud Babli. So even the Midas and Halachin, not only the science and the biology and the physics and the chemistry, and not only the Hashkofe in Agarata, the Midas and Agarata were lost. How to apply the Midas and Halacha were also lost. The Talmud Babli, some of those Midas in the Braiser, Rabbi Shmuel, Yud Gemilas, some of them never appear in the Gemara. That is in the Gemara. Some of them only appear in the Sifrot. Some of them never appear in the Gemara. So Ravashi is explaining why you need the Tzarashava of three as well as the two. So one of the Amoraim tells him, you made a mistake, Zokta. You are not aware. I heard from Amrin Mishmei de Rishlokish. Rishlokish was earlier than Ravashi. Rishlokish lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, the same age as Rabbi Yochanan, the first generation of Amoraim. So he says to Ravashi, you made a mistake. Hochi Amrin Mishmei de Rishlokish. They say the name of Rishlokish. It depends whether you're learning one from one or one from two. Kol Matzad, whenever you have a Tzadoshava, even from two, we raised the question before, why did Isi Ben Yehuda, why did we have to make it a Tzadoshava from three? Why not a Tzadoshava from two, from Orla and Chametz B'Pesach? Why do you have to introduce Kloya Kerem to make it a Tzadoshava from three? So Ravashi gave an answer, but he didn't explain the full answer. He said, because we want to have a Yochiach here. And you can't throw in a yochiach when you have a tzarashava from three. So tzarashava from, huh? If you would have had a tzarashava from two, you would have been able to reject it based on a yochiach. But now they made a tzarashava from three, then you can't reject it based on a yochiach. So he tells him, Rabbi, you made a mistake. Because the Amor Reish Lakish, who preceded you by a few generations, doctor, okay, I mean, we should make the Reish Lakish, like they say, call me outside, me goof a parchina, me alma loy parchina. Whenever you have Tzadoshava from two, you only have a right to dingzach, me goofa. Me goofa means me ikre the dina pircha. If you're trying to learn out of chumra, you say, how can you learn out of chumra from that to here? This has kulas. How can you learn out of kula? This has chumras. So then, me goofa parchina. Whenever you're learning out one from one, based on a kal v'chomer, one is more common than the other. So if you have a pircha, ois kal v'chomer. Whenever you're learning out one from two, tzara shava from two, so you can only reject it based on a pircha. Migufa, migufa means a pircha. Who says that's more common than that? Mi alma loy pachina, you can't shlug it up based on a yochiach. If you're learning one from one, a kal v'chomer, then you can argue, I have a yochiach. You're telling me this is the logic. If you use this logic in another case, it leads me to a false conclusion. So you can either reject a kal v'chomer based on a pircha, based on yichich. A pircha is stronger. Me'ikra d'din a pircha. It's stronger to reject it. But a yichich will also reject it. But whenever you have a tzad shava from two, you already cannot reject it based on yichich. So what did you, Rav Ashi, answer? The reason why we want to have a tzad shava from three, that you shouldn't be able to reject it, based on Yochiach. If it would have been a Tzad HaShava from two, you also can't reject it based on Yochiach. That's what they say, the name of Rish Lakish. No, but he's an earlier generation. He didn't really know. Rav Ashi was further away from the Masoira. He didn't know the Midrash HaTorah and Resimah. So Rav Mordechai asks him, you're making up a story, Rabbi. What you said is not accurate. We heard from the name of Rish Lakish, the earlier generations, that if it would have been a Tzad HaShava from two, you also can't reject it based on Echiach, only based on a Kal V'chaim. Freg di Gemara Ihochi, if what Rish Lakish said is correct, Teisi B'ma Atzad, so learn a Tzad HaShava from two. Learn a Tzad HaShava from two. Why did you have to introduce the Kaloi HaKerem Yochiach? So we're back where we started. That was the Kasha we asked before. Lama Lele Meim Kaloi HaKerem Yochiach, Lema Orla Techech, Lele Din, Lesi Ma Atzad. That's what we said on the last two lines, the short lines, and the first wide line. That's the Gemara. And for the Gemara, no. There's a reason why it's better to have a Tzad HaShava from three than to have a Tzad HaShava from two. What Rav Ashi said is not correct. Rav Ashi said if you have a Tzad HaShava from two, you can reject it based on a Yochiach, but if you have a Tzad HaShava from three, you can't. That's not true. Even Tzad HaShava from two, you cannot reject based on Yochiach. Only Kal V'chomer, one from one. Chodem Echodem. Bechodem Itarti, you can only reject it if you have a Pircha Migufoy. Mikra de dina pircha. Me'alma means a yechich, he can reject. I de kashe, why not make a tzad shava from two? There's a different answer. Yochi teisim ma tzad, and for the gemar, tzad shava from two, and the gemar shem dika le mifrach, because it's a different pircha. Whenever, let's say you want to learn out, one din from another din. If the din is like that over there, the assumption is that all the din, that's what the Shagasari has a tshuva. And the tshuva Sachadoshis has a whole section about Chodosh. So he develops this idea. He says, what right do you have to learn from Orla Klayakarim to Basa B'cholah? What has one got to do with the other? So the premise in all of these Midrash HaTorah and Reshim, all the dinim of the Torah fit into one big pattern. It's one big mosaic. So there has to be one big system. Once in a while we say the din is a yotzim in a klal. That's called a chiddush. Chiddush means k'dabar hasoisa is a klal. If it's an exception to the rule, then it doesn't have to fit in with the pattern. But whenever there's no chiddush, we usually sim kolat tarkul in yenechod, or the din fit into a pattern. So the Gemara, let's say you want to learn out one din from another, and there's no logical reason to dingzach. There's no logical reason to dingzach, but it happens that that's a vegetable and this is a mineral. You want to learn out a din by a mineral from a vegetable. But there's no logic to say that the din should only apply to vegetables, not to minerals. Echetesa. So that's a pircha kol dehu. Maybe the din only applies to vegetables, doesn't apply to minerals. Maybe it only applies to fruits and not to vegetables. Why? If you say the din should only apply if it's lohoysa loshas hakosha, that's a chumra. Din should only apply if chayiv kares, that's a chumra with a svara. Maybe this is more chumra, so therefore it has other chumras. But just to say, it should only apply to fruits and not to vegetables, should only apply to vegetables, not to minerals. That's called a pircha kol dehu. Stam, to kvetch an achilik. So what's the rule? As me kvetch achilik, there is room to dingzach, but it's not a logical argument. So that's what the Gemara answers. Ihochi teisim matzad, why did you make it into a tzad shava of three? You could have made a tzad shava of two. And for the Gemara, tzad shava of two, you can reject it based on an arbitrary makam lachalik. If you're learning out from Orla and Chomis bePesach, so they're both gidulei karka. As opposed to Basa B'cholah, that it's not gidulei karka. Now logic would dictate that Gidula Karka is absolutely a Malava Marid. What's for the mitzvah? Please, Boris, what has it got to do? Basa B'cholav is a chok. Everything is a chok. Well, what's. But that's not loch. If you have a tzadashava from two, then you can reject it based on a pircha called the hoop. Once you have a tzadashava from three, then you have to have a logical pircha. You can't reject it based on a pircha called the hoop. So that's what the Gemara asks and answers. On the fourth wide line, E hachi, if Ravashi is wrong, that even a tzadashava of two, you also cannot reject it based on a yochiach. You can only reject it based on a pircha. So teisi b'matzad. What forced you into making it into a tzadashava of three? Remain with the tzadashava of two of the oil and the chametz b'pes. I'm the one shenikal mifrach. There's a pircha called dehu here. So pircha called dehu will knock off a tzadashava of two, but it won't knock off a tzadashava of three. What's a pircha called dehu? Mala tzadashava shemem. If you're only learning out from Kloy Hakerim in Orla, there's room to dinza malatarosham shkein gidul the karka as opposed to basa b'chadav. It's not gidul the karka. Freg the gemara new, and now that you made it at tzadashava of three, so all three of them are gidul the karka. You threw in Orla with Kloy Hakerim with chametz b'pesel, so all three are gidul the karka. So baita, how can you learn from that tzadashava of three to basa b'chadav? There's a pircha called the hachi hashdram ikel lemivach malat kloy hakerim is also gidul the karka. So he says, Rabbi, you're missing another meter shatardis. Amalei Ramotcha the Rabashi, Hachi Amina Nishmei the Rish Lakish. You're missing a meter. We heard in the name of Rish Lakish. Kol Matzad, if it's a tzadashava of two, if it would have been only a tzadashava of two, dahainu, from Orla and Chametz bePesach is Parchin and Kolduhu. A Pircha Kolduhu is enough to be Mechalek. So even though there's no logic to it, I would have said since Orla and Chametz bePesach are Gedul Karka, you cannot learn out to Basa B'Cholav. Again, kol matzad, three lines from the bottom. Says kol matzad, if you have a tzadashava from two, is parchin and kol dehu. But lo yemamrit, kal v'chaymer. No, if you have a lo yemamrit, but if you have a tzadashava of three, that's the way he worded it before. Lo yemamrit bazeh, taima bazeh. Lo yemamrit is in quotation marks. It means if you have a tzadashava of three, so you can only reject it, kal v'chaymer, parchin. If you have a svar that this is Muhammad and that, then there's room to dingzel he reject. Abakol dehu loy parchinan. If you have a tzadashava of three, then you cannot reject it based on an arbitrary pircha. Then the Gemara repeats it again. Freg the Gemara velifroch. Freg Gemara velifroch lekulo malukulo shiken gidule karka. So bottom line, what are you learning out from? You're learning out the tzadashava from all three. From Orla and Chametz B'Pesach and Kloy Hakerem to Basa B'Cholav. You see from Orla, Kloy Hakerem and Chametz B'Pesach that all these Suri Achila are also Asabano. And you can't say Nevela Trefa Yochiach that it's Asabachila Mutamano because you can only, that's a Yochiach, that's not a Pircha. So Yochiach only rejects a Lima that's Chodah Michodah. Chodah Mitarte, you don't say Yochiach. But over here there's a Pircha. All three have one thing in common, they're all gedulei karkas. How can you derive basa b'cholav? So the Gemara repeats it again. That's what they say in the Meir Shlokish. Chada mechada. If you learn that one din from one din, a normal kal v'chomer, kula v'chomer parchinan, kol dehuloi parchinan. If you learn that chada mechada, you can din zach by saying, who says that this is machama, and maybe that's machama. Who says that basa b'cholav is machama, then Orla because Nevda Ba'avera, maybe Orla's Muhammad because Lahay Saloshasa Kaisher. So that's Kula V'chumer Pachina. That's a valid Pircha to demolish a Kavachimer, Abakol Dehuloi Pachina. Just an arbitrary argument, you can't reject it. If you have Chodami Tarti, if you're learning out of Tzadashava, from two dinim put together, if you would have stopped in the middle stage, and the Tzadashava would have been from Orla and Chomis B'Pesel, that's. And to learn at Chodam Itarti, learn at Basa B'Cholav from the Tzadashava of the Orla in the Chametz B'Pesach, even afilu kol dehu parchinon. Even a pircha kol dehu, that's not logical. You would have argued that the Chametz and the Orla are both gedulei karka, and the Basa B'Cholav is not gedulei karka, even though there's no logic involved. Why should it play a role? Still, that's called the pircha kol dehu, we would have rejected. But once you have a Chodam Itlas, you're learning at one from three. Ihoda dina v'osi b'matzad. pachina and koldehu, the eloi kuluchum and pachina and koldehu eloi pachina. Once you have a tzadashava of all three, then you can't argue with a pircha koldehu. So that's why Isi ben Yehuda had a hold from this tzadashava from three. The tzadashava was that all Isir Achila are also Asabano, who is established based on the combination of all three. On the Orla with the Kloy Akerim, with the Chametz Bepesel, all three. So therefore you can dig zech and say that all three have one thing in common, that there's Gedulei Karka, and the Basa B'chodov is not Gedulei Karka, that's a Pircha Koldu. So that's not a valid Pircha. Well, flesh, whether flesh, yeah, that's Tesis has a discussion about that. Well, the flesh is called Gedulei Karka. Yeah. The Gemara says that the Gemara says in one place that milking a cow, sounds from the Gemara, milking a cow is a malach of disha. So Taisus says the Gemara in Shabbos has a machlekes hatanaim. If you take the chalozim, which is a sea animal, and you squeeze out the treles, there's a machlekes hatanaim whether that's a malach of disha or not. We paskin, there's no disha. Why? Because ain't disha ele bigedulei karka. The fish, the chalozim, whatever it is, a snail, a fish, whatever, is not gedulei karka. So Taisus assumes behemoths are probably also not gedulei karka. How can you say that milking a cow is disha, if ain't disha, ela bigedulei karka? That's Taisus kasha. So the Rambam paskins that milking a cow is a malacha deraisa. Aye, but the Rambam quotes that squeezing out the trelis from the chalozim ain't disha, ela bigedulei karka. So the Magen Mishnah says apparently the Rambam thinks the behemoths are considered gedulei karka, and Taisus doesn't like it in a big way. Taisus says that for pigyon ma'isusheni we consider flesh gedulei karka. The pasuk says when you pay the ma'isusheni you take the money to Yerushalayim, v'tzata kesa biyadecha, and you take the money v'nasata kesa ba'boker ba'tzuna ba'yayin ba'shecha b'chol asher tisholcha nafshecha. You buy food in Yerushalayim, the kedusha goes off from the money onto the salami sandwich that you buy in Yerushalayim. You have to eat it b'kedusha b'tahara. So the Gemara says, what's the upshot there? Gives you some Yerushalayim sata kesa ba'boker ba'tzuna ba'yayin ba'shecha. Yayin is wine, grape juice. Yayin is grape juice, and shecha means sharp wine. Doesn't mean beer. So what do they have in common? So the Gemara says they're primi gedulei karka. So the Gemara talks about boker betzon flesh is called gedulei karka there. So Tosfos says when you get to pidyon ma'isusheni we call flesh gedulei karka. But normally when you're really talking about real gedulei karka, Tosfos says behemas are not gedulei karka. So Tosfos got stuck with this Gemara. What's with milking the cow? The Gemara says you're not allowed to milk cows on Shabbos. The Tosfos says maybe it's only made the rabbanon. Maybe milking a cow is only an isa de rabbanon. I the Gemara sounds like it says it's an Issa deraisa. The Gemara says Tanaka Tam deraban. The Gemara says you got to milk the cow kalachayad. If you need a shasatrak and you have to be mekos, so you have to make the milking of the cow kalachayad. Why don't you just say the whole thing is only deraban? So Taisa says no, it's different. Milking a cow, maybe milking a cow is only dishim of deraban. Maybe it's only deraban.
I thought
mefarik, right? So Rashi says mefarik means disha. Rabbi Natam says Mefarik is a told of Machik and Gansen a different shot. There's five different shotim in the Mishnah. What's the malacha by milking a cow? But the normal shita is that it's disha. Normal shita is that it's disha.
Is there a tzar balchayim that you have to milk the cow?
You have to milk the cow because of tzar balchayim, but if you milk the cow and the milk is halach liibud, then there's no malacha. Let's say a woman has pain, a woman who's nursing has pain, so if you're gonna pump out the milk and save it, then it'll be a malacha. So you have to remove the milk and have it hoilach libut. So then there's no malacha. Yeah.
You can write a get. You can't write a get on something that's attached to the ground, on a tree. But you can write a get on the woman of the cow and give the woman the cow. So it can't be gedulei karka.
No, you can write a get on paper. Paper is gedulei karka. It grows from the ground, but it's detached. Right. So here the cow, you can say the cow is gedulei karka, but it's not mechubala karka. That you're proving a cow is not mechubala karka. I'm asking, a cow is not mechubala karka, but you can still call it gedulei karka because it eats the grass. That's what the Rambam holds. Because the cows eat the grass and the cows eat the hay that grows from the ground, that's indirectly called gedulei karka. Only fish, that's what the Magen Mishnah said. The Rambam holds only fish and chalos and sea animals are not gedulei karka, and animals that live on dry land are considered gedulei karka. Yeah. That's a discussion whether behemoths are considered gedulei karka. We usually assume they're not gedulei karka. So this Gemara, this is the only place in Shas where this appears. A difference between Atzara Shabbat from two halachas and Atzara Shabbat, Kalvachaymer Chada Mechada, Atzara Shabbat from two, Atzara Shabbat from three. Each one is different.
How much of these, all these various discussions of the meat of Shas Eretz in a modern place, it's a toolbox of comparing things? How much can we use any of them?
Many centuries, we don't know how to use these at all. There's a classic Sefer on Kiddushin, Atzmas Yosef. Years ago, the Atzmas Yosef was a popular Sefer. Nobody uses it today. Atzmas Yosef, the whole Sefer is working on the Midrash, HaTorah, and the Drash HaSpem. How did they figure this out? How did they figure that? No one knows. Nobody today knows how these Midrash come. Nobody uses these Midrash. The only Midrash that we use today is Mamatzino and Kal V'chaimer. That's all. The Gemara says, Kol HaTarkula, the way the Amoraim learned, was Medam and Milsa LeMilsa. Is this case more similar to that? We know the din here, the din is red, and here the din is black. And here we have a question. It says, is it more similar to the red? Is it more similar to the black? So the Gemara says, Kol HaTarkula today is Medam and Zayin Milsa LeMilsa. Which case is it more similar to? So by the Galatiana Achrainim and by the Ungarish Achrainim, they'll be Medam and Milsa LeMilsa. They'll take the latest Achrin, and they have a new Shaila that was never discussed, and they'll discuss which tshuva in the latest Achrayim has a case that's most similar. And by the Litvaks, Barab Yitzchok Hanus tshuvas, Barab Moshe Feinstein has Litvish tshuvas, so they'll start from the Pasuk. They start from the Chumash, and then they say what the Mishnah says, what the Gemara says, what Rashi and Taisa say, and the way it's accepted in the Shulchan Aruch. They'll give a whole development. Instead of starting from the end only, which case in the latest tshuva sefer is most similar to this case at hand, they'll start from the beginning, and then they'll develop what the klal is in abstract, and based on the klal, so which case, which klal seems to be most similar to this. But everything today is medam and milsa and milsa. It's all based on mamatzino. Mamatzino isn't on the list. Mamatzino is the most often mida shatar and adreshes pem in the Gemara and in the poskim and the recent poskim. Mamatzino. That's where the Prima Gadim has also two little svarim, on Midrash HaTorah and Rashi. But one is called Shoshanas HaMokim, one is called Ginas Verodim. Nobody? Huh? So he quotes, the Prima Gadim quotes, some say that Mamatzino is Binyanav, the Midah Binyanav. And others say no, that Mamatzino is really Kal V'chaimer, but Kal V'chaimer is a Binyanav. Kal V'chaimer is a Mamatzino with a twist on top, with a twist. And what's the difference whether Mamatzino is Binyanav or Mamatzino is Kal V'chaimer? So he gives you a nafkamina l'halacha. Prima Gadim has a whole nafkamina l'halacha. But that's the most often meter today. So all the poskim, they all are medam and milsa and milsa. That's Mamatzino or Kal V'chaimer. Those are the only meters that we don't know how to use any of these meters. Already in the days of the Amoraim, they didn't know how to use most of these meters. In Seder Kotchim, you have it very often. Zvachim and Menachis and those Mesichtas, Tosis will often ask, every two blot, Tosis asks, where did they get this din from? The Gemara has a din. Where did they get the din from? So Tosis constructs a ganze yalfus, it's a klala prat, a klala tzedis, a bird, it's a plane, it's a superman, a ganze drush. And then you look in the back of the Gemara, they say Tosis guessed wrong. Look in the Toras Kohanim, it's a ganze in a different drush. Tosis didn't have access to Toras Kohanim, they didn't have a sifra. So Tosis always reconstructing what's the marker. And either in the back of the Gemara, the Kerenoira, the Briskirav, the Chazanish, they'll all point out many, many times, very often, Taisis Gestro, it's not at all the Drosha. The Balei Taisis didn't know. The Amoraim didn't know. The Midrash HaTorah and the Drosha. Okay, we'll continue. Oh, next week I won't, I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael the whole week. So next week I won't give a shit, but the week after I'll be back. It's Hashem, yeah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to give Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu and to Yitzchak and to Yankiv. But the Gemara points out in Masechah Shabbos, the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Yeshaya Navi, if we will observe the mitzvahs properly, Karasa l'Shabbosaynik, l'kdosh Hashem Mechubad, v'achal ticha nachlas Yankiv v'avicha, ki pi Hashem diber. The Bona Shalom will give us nachlas Yankiv. What's called nachlas Yankiv? So the Gemara says, not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu, and not even the way he promised Yitzchak Avinu, the way he promised Yankov Avinu, and today Sedra, he promised him, Uferatz Yom of a Kedma v'Tzafayn of an Egma. So the Gemara understands that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu Eretz Yisrael, It was a smaller Eretz Yisrael. He promised them the Eretz Zayin Amimim. That's all. Then it says, "Vayira ba'aretz melvad havar yishana shehaya b'mei Avraham." There was a famine in the days of Yitzchak. Vayelach Yitzchak alavi melech melech plishtim girara. He went to Chebal Aza, where the Palestinians live, where the plishtim live, and he was gonna go. He's on his way to go to Eretz Mitzrayim. Just like Yitzchak Avinu follows everything in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu, does everything the same. It says Yitzchak Avinu dug the same wells and he gave him the same names, everything. So the Zohar says, commenting on that pasuk, Yitzchak followed the Masorah. Yitzchak followed the Masorah. Yeah. So Yitzchak does everything that Avraham Avinu did. So Avraham Avinu, when there was a famine, he goes to Mitzrayim. So Yitzchak is going to do the same. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no. Your father was not a korban, he wasn't a korban, so he's not nifsal b'yotze, but you were offered as a korban. So even though the ma'ase Avraham Avinu brought ayelach and echaz basrach b'kanav as the ayla oyla, but Yitzchak was a korban, and if he'll be taken chutz l'mekaymai, he'll be nifsal b'yotze. He's not allowed to take him. What's the makam? All of Eretz Yisrael. So he's not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, but he already left Eretz Yisrael. He went to Alimelech Melech Plishtim Gerara. So Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, I just gave you this part of Eretz Yisrael also. So Yitzchak Avinu was given an additional part. Eretz Plishtim was not part of the Eretz Zayin Amimim. That's how the Gemara seems to understand. Eretz Plishtim was not part of the Zayin Amimim, originally given to Avraham Avinu. That was a restricted. When it's Atei Lachas called Ha'aratzos Ha'el, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Ha'aratzos Ha'el, Ha'el is Aleph Lamed, Lamed Aleph Melochim. I think Rashi quotes that from Eretz Lamed Aleph Melochim is the Eretz Zayin Amimim. That's all. Yitzchak was given more, but then when Yaakov Avinu woke up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Yashkem Yaakov Baboker, who is the post? Horas Asher Atoshech Baleh Lecho Etenano Ulazarecho. The land that you were sleeping on, I'm giving to you. What does that mean, Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi quotes a Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu folded all of Eretz Yisrael under Yaakov Avinu and said, I'm giving you everything. And the next pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds on, Faratz the Yom of a Kedem of a Tzafon of a Negmo. He promised to give Yaakov Avinu more than he promised Yitzchak, more than he promised Avraham Avinu. All the way till Eretz Yisrael Hashleima, all the way till the Euphrates, nor God on the Harpros. So that's what the Gemara understands in the pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, "V'achal ticha nachlas Yankev avicho ki pi Hashem diber," not nachlas Avram, which was much shorter, not nachlas Yitzchak, which was a little bigger. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave him Chebal Aza, but nachlas Yankev, which is the broader Eretz Yisrael. So each one of the others got more than the previous one. That's what the Gemara understands from the Psukim. It's not ours to give away. They're not the Balabatim to give it away. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us this. This belongs to the Jewish people. Rav Soloveitchik said the name of his father. He was giving shurim at the time that they were discussing the possibility of appointing him as the Rav Rashi in Eretz Yisrael. So he was giving shurim at that time on Mishnah Ischala. So he said in the name of his father that he doesn't think that it's possible to have a Heta Mechira, Fishnas HaShmita. He said, what do you mean? Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. The Torah has an institution, if a private person owns property, he has a right to sell it. If a group of people should from own property have a right to sell it. Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Klal Yisrael. There is no Parsha in the Chumash that enables Klal Yisrael to sell what belongs to Klal Yisrael. It doesn't belong to a private person. It's not for sale. It's not. He said, what is there to discuss? What do you mean? They're selling the land to an Arab, so it should alleviate the issue of Shemitah. They don't have the ability to sell to an Arab. He said, it's not chal. There is no such kinyan. Forget about it if you would sell it. So you can't sell it? It's not privately owned. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. Nope. That was the Haftoch that Baruch Shalom said. We're going to get Eretz Yisrael HaShleima. Okay.
Did you get some Nachum Mitzrayim?
No.
Didn't Abram get the Nachum Mitzrayim? Doesn't say that?
Don't remember. To look again. Al Nachum Mitzrayim, I think it's in Masay. That's by Avraham Avinu. It says Nachum Mitzrayim, or it says in Masay. By the Gevulas of it.
Yeah, it's devoted by Avraham Avinu.
Maybe not Avraham Avinu. Check again.
Oh, no. People will be happy to be.